Early summer was a remarkable time of year here, when the landscape seemed to burst into life. She'd left many troubles behind when she'd left Gillypuddle, but she'd left good memories and good people too. She couldn't deny that it would be nice to catch up with those people again, relive some of those memories, and maybe make some more. "Nice place," the taxi driver remarked approvingly as he pulled up outside the sweeping driveway. Hattie never really thought about how posh her parents' home might look to strangers, but every now and again, an admiring, covetous glance would remind her that what was unremarkable to her was very remarkable to others. It was just the place she'd grown up in, just home. But as she looked out of the car window now, she really appreciated for the first time just how imposing and grand it was. Unlike a lot of the cottages in the village, the high roof was tiled instead of thatched. It was much larger than the houses surrounding it, the original facade an elegant Georgian design, while sections had been added over the years. It sat in impressive grounds, dressed in an abundance of mature, frothing shrubs and leafy trees, a product of her dad's love of gardening. They were a mile or so away from the ocean, while the sea fog sometimes rolled this far inland and smothered the house. They couldn't see the sea from here, though being close enough to walk to the beach had always been one of the best things about growing up here. "Thanks," she said, glancing up at the meter and paying him with a note that would cover it. "Keep the change." The driver tipped an imaginary cap and got out to fetch her bags from the boot. Hattie walked round to the back of the car and found he'd already placed them on the ground for her. "All right now?" he asked. "Yes, thanks," Hattie said. "I can manage now."
"Right-o."
With another brief nod, the driver got back into his car and drove away. Hattie looked up at the house and took a deep breath. Her mum and dad would be happy to see her, wouldn't they? Grabbing her bags, she walked up to the house. She'd soon find out, one way or the other.
"Hello?"
Hattie closed the front door behind her and dropped her bags to the floor. The entrance hall was silent and she called again.
"Hello? Anyone home?"
Nothing. Her parents must have gone out, but she'd half expected that. Perhaps a little part of her had almost hoped for it. One thing was certain, she could hardly complain about it when she'd given no warning of her return. Her parents had decorated again. The grand entrance, and it was just that, a room that opened out to various doorways and a staircase that curled into the next two floors, had been covered in a heavy paper last time she'd been to visit. But now the paper had been stripped and the walls had been painted in contrasting variations of sage and cream. It looked brighter, cleaner, more optimistic. The usual gallery of photos remained, however, and with them, the pervading sense of sadness, reminders of what was lost, the immobility of time that had choked Hattie during the years before she'd left home. She took a slow tour of the walls, stopping to inspect each image as she reached it. There was her older sister, Charlotte, beaming down with her violin award. Charlotte winning the Gymkhana. Charlotte in her school uniform, proudly displaying her head girl badge. Charlotte on her 16th birthday, Charlotte in her choir robes, Charlotte shaking the hand of the mayor and beaming for the camera. Then the one at the end of the row, next to the stairs. Hattie and Charlotte together on the beach, squinting into the camera, smiles crinkling their faces as they held hands, the sun somewhere out of shot but bright and fierce. Hattie could still remember the feel of it burning her back. Hattie would have been 6 or 7 here, Charlotte 5 years older. Hattie had long suspected that the only reason this photo had made it into the gallery was because Charlotte looked so unutterably angelic on it. Hattie herself looked like a smudge on legs, and there were far nicer photos upstairs in her mother's album. Hattie sighed as she gazed at the photo. Her parents would never stop mourning Charlotte, and Hattie would never expect them to, but sometimes it felt as if they existed simply to mourn. Since Charlotte's death, keeping her memory alive had overshadowed everything else. It had become such a defining feature of Hattie's own childhood that it had engulfed it quite completely, and she sometimes wondered if they'd forgotten they had an